Hi everyone, this is Thief with updates regarding the podcast. Very quickly, regular episodes are going to be on hold for the time being. However, today we have a Mystery Dungeon one-shot to hold viewers such as yourselves over in the meantime. This side story is a two-parter, so keep an eye out for part two dropping a couple weeks from now. All that said, I want to say thank you all for listening to the podcast. As of this episode, the podcast has reached over 700 downloads, which is exciting for us since we just kind of do this for fun when we have time. So again, thanks for supporting the podcast, whether it's through listening or commenting or sharing episodes with friends. It's a treat for us to see people take an interest in this game. We will be back with the regular campaign in time, and we'll give updates when we can. For now, we hope this little Mystery Dungeon side story is fun for you all to listen to. And, yeah, sorry about the inconvenience and the break with uploading. Lastly, I want to shout out my brother Pix, aka Adrian's Player, for stitching our malfunction recordings of the side story together into a listenable episode. This happened before we even started the podcast, so we were still learning things as we were going along. He worked really hard to get this out in time, so give him your thanks in the comments below, and that is all I have for you. Bye-bye, and take care.
Congratulations! You are new recruits to the Explorers Guild. In this one-shot, you both are two best friends who have, since you were young aspiring Pokemon, looked up to the explorers of the Silver Coast Expeditions Club. Now, after growing strong enough to test your mettle in the twice-yearly entrance exam, you stand outside the Silver Coast Expedition Club's base, ready to learn what sort of entry exam quest awaits you.
So we're currently outside the hall right now, right?
Yes, you're currently outside the Silver Coast Expedition Club's base. So just to kind of describe where you are, you're kind of in the Silver Coast. It's a area of this Pokemon world known for its abundant minerals, but specifically the Silver Coast Expedition Club is their base is built along like this very gorgeous like beach town kind of, and the base itself is actually spread out over kind of the whole town. The town is the base, and the base is the town. Different facilities for the base are spread throughout the town, but this area, the actual guild hall, essentially, is built into a seaside cliff. You're actually at the on the beach, kind of towards not necessarily a sandy part of the beach. You're actually at like a dirt kind of field with some stray dry grass that, you know, you see on beaches, kind of. There's some dry grass around. You're kind of in a more dirty spot, not necessarily on sand, but before you, at the bottom of this seaside cliff, there is a raised stage and platform before you. Two Pokemon stand at the corners of the platform. Both of them are purple-skinned and muscly bipeds. They have long black coats on and wicked cool black glasses. They look awesome. Either of you can make an intelligence check to know if you know who these particularly cool Pokemon are.
That's an 11.
An 11? Growing up, these two Pokemon, you know this, Fennekin. Fennekin, these two Pokemon are the Machoke brothers, Mac and Oak. They are some of the coolest members of the Silver Coast Expeditions Club, and they seem like they're just kind of posing up, looking out at this expectant crowd of potential new recruits, and just being there to be some sort of, like, bodyguards, kind of, you know, security types. You get the idea?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh my, Arceus, you look awesome.
Do you shout this out from amongst the rest of the crowd? Because it's not just you two. There's a bunch of other Pokemon, all kind of chattering. There's like, kind of where you all are in this kind of dirt field area at ground level. Other fellow competitors for this entrance exam surround you. Various groups ranging from like 2 to 3 Pokemon each all fill this dirt yard, and the chatter around you is eager and insistent. Fennekin, you are not the only one fanboying over Macindoak.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Who's the loudest? Because it's probably me.
Make a constitution check.
This is gonna be awful.
And I'll just roll a d20 for the general crowd.
I get drowned out. I try to like muster as much of a voice as I can, but I end up like overheating and just like hot steam comes out of my ears.
Yeah.
Like, steam is forming from the water and the air around my ears. Just like, no, I walked all the way here. Why are they there? As I kind of like, oh my gosh, this is exciting. I kind of reach behind me into like, I like to imagine I keep a satchel of sticks, Fennekin's favorite snacks, as I just start to chew on it and burn it to a crisp.
No, that's kind of funny. I like that. Basculin, how are you reacting?
I mean, I'm also very starstruck, but I'm pretty timid, as opposed to my red and blue striped cousins. So I'm kind of socially anxious. So I'm a little nervous, but I'm trying to comfort Fennekin because he wasn't heard. But he still seems excited, so.
Let me see if somehow Mac or Oak happened to hear you. Unfortunately, they did not also roll a natural 20.
Fair.
Unfortunately. But Mac and Oak kind of stand at the stages, kind of arms crossed, looking tough, looking cool. But behind them on this raised stage and platform, there's also a curtain, very akin to what a real-world theater would have, to obscure whatever lies behind it. And then kind of in between the curtain and Mac and Oak, kind of at the center of where this platform is a podium, likely some sort of position for someone to conveniently stand at and speak from so that everyone could see them. That's what that stage looks like. And then, of course, as I described, there's this ground area, dirt yard filled with bunch of other groups. Everybody's just kind of chattering right now, waiting for the next steps. Everybody knew, like, this is the twice yearly entrance exam. Everyone knew, show up here at the beach at this time, but no one knows what's coming next. What do you two do while you wait?
I'm gonna prance around like I'm hot shit. I'm gonna go around, I'm gonna talk to people, and I'm gonna drag Tim and little Basculin along.
Yes, I mean, I'm following you. You're the only one I know here.
Yeah, and we're gonna get to know so many people here. Oh my gosh. Wait. Oh my arc.
I'm starting to realize that Fennekin is the extrovert and Basculin is the introvert that Fennekin adopted.
Yes.
That's amazing. So you want to prance around and meet some other teams. Is that correct?
Damn right.
Yeah.
Are you going to split up with each other, or are you going to split up, or are you going to walk around with each other?
I'm splitting up with my bro, Basculin.
Cool. Go ahead, and one of you, roll me a D100. What did you roll on that D100?
52.
All right. You don't meet anyone who's looking particularly too friendly or too aggressive. You just kind of... Essentially, Fennekin, I'm imagining you just kind of like immediately jump in the middle of whatever the closest group is. And that happens to be a Doduo and a Baltoy. Both just kind of chatting. And all of a sudden, Fennekin, you jump in and say what?
Are you here for the entrance exam too?
You jump in, you ask if there are here for the entrance exam, but you do it with such ferocity and energy that the Doduo jumps back and both of its heads squawk in surprise.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to burn your feathers. I get really excited here.
the Baltoid uses sand attack to put out a little bit of flame that's like lit up on Doduo's front.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. We've got this handled.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you guys are for the entrance exam?
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, we're here for the entrance exam.
How long have you guys been wanting to be like explorers?
Oh, we've wanted to be, and you see like the two Doduo heads are like squabbling over who gets to speak, and while they're squabbling, Baltoid just looks to you. And no, Baltoy's not like speaking. You hear his thoughts.
Yeah. By the way, I am chewing on a stick.
Yes. Baltoid does not judge.
We've been hoping to become explorers for about 3 years now, but we only recently felt strong enough to do it. We recently actually traveled from back home, up north near Crystal Falls, but we figured we'd try and join the expedition club down here near Goldwater Town.
Yeah, I've been wanting to be an explorer all my life. Oh, my arc.
You sound very enthusiastic.
Oh boy, yeah, I am.
And what about you? And he looks towards you, Basky Legion, which is weird for you. Not Basky Legion, Basculin. It's very weird for you, though, because you can't see a mouth moving.
I've wanted to be an explorer ever since I met Fennekin and he told me about it.
Oh, and how long ago was that?
How long ago was that? When did you hatch from your egg? I don't know.
Oh, goodness. Are you both old enough to be adventurers?
I mean, even if we're not, we can qualify. How old do you have to be adventurers again?
Make a persuasion. I'll let you choose. Make a persuasion check or make a deception check, Fennekin.
I'll go with persuasion. Okay, 16. That was so close to being on a 1.
16, okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sure it's fine.
The Doduo stop bickering, and like a lightning flash, both of their heads shoot towards you, and they slowly lean in, just staring. And then they turn back towards each other and like, yeah, that seems right. They seem old enough. Yes, siree, they do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And as that kind of conversation keeps continuing, I want Fennekin to make a perception check really quick.
Perception. A 5.
Nope, never mind. You don't hear anything. What's up?
Do I still have my sticks?
You still have your sticks, yes. Good, you still have your sticks. Need. You have all your... No one's stolen anything from you. Mac and Oak up at the top are both kind of like keeping an eye out on the crowd, making sure no funny business is going on. Yeah! But other than that, you don't really hear anything. Basculin, you might overhear some someone as enthusiastic or potentially more enthusiastic than Fennekin. But you're kind of more focused on the conversation at hand and maybe a little too timid to say something. Up to you.
I'd say I'm probably paying some attention to the surroundings as well. I'm still trying to think. I'm trying to remember the day I hatched from my egg.
Do you want to make a history check?
I'll make a history check.
Yeah, make a history check.
Hey.
And is that with your int bonus?
I found. My intelligence is 10. Yes. So.
Cool. So 10 plus 0 is 10. You tell me.
Yep.
What day were you born? How long ago?
I mean, I'm not
how old are
anything.
You? Old enough, flashes ID.
No, that's absolutely how that goes.
Look at how much this little bit of my eggshell that I kept with me has rotted.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, is that a piece of... Oh. Hey, so you know how you got sick a while ago? Yeah, I think maybe parts of your yolk was still there. And I may have burnt it. Yeah. But like, we're still old enough.
What?
Fantastic. Goofiness aside, as you're kind of chatting with Doduo and Boltoy, Basculin, you said you were kind of paying attention to the surroundings. Make a perception check, I suppose.
3.
Okay. Yeah. You have no idea. you actually hear less than Fennekin did.
I mean, he's got big ears.
He does. Yeah, that, you know what? You're used to hearing things underwater. That makes absolute sense. Inspiration for a logical explanation for a low roll.
Yay. Wait, I don't know why I did that.
I was like, why are you rolling? Is there anything else you all want to do while you're waiting? Do you want to keep chatting with Doduo and Boltoy? Or do you want to do something else?
I'm going to still chat with them. They're cool. They're cool. They're cool in my book.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna start just, you know, looking around. I want to see what other Pokemon are here. I'm not going to walk away, but I'm just looking around.
Okay. You know, you see, like, there's a Pidgey. There's a, looks to be, like, a big green bug with, like, blade arms, kinda.
Okay.
Off to the side, there's, like, a, who else is there? Looks like there's, near that kind of, it looks like there's maybe, like, a yellow duck-looking Pokemon, along with, like, a floating, another fish Pokemon nearby.
Okay.
There's a couple other teams, but those are just kind of like cursory glances, people you're seeing. You're not seeing too much because of that perception check earlier, but you know, you're taking in the field. And thanks to you kind of looking around, you actually notice that there's a moment when there's a shuffle, like the stage curtain shuffles a little bit, and very briefly you see a very small individual scurry out from behind it. As this happens, the crowd kind of goes hush, and people start to look away. I look towards the stage, I mean. As a gray and white marsupial Pokemon, wearing a yellowish crown made of rocks, wrapped up in very nice white fur, this Pokemon is, climbs up onto a tiny stool behind the podium, and stands before you all just high enough so everybody can see them. I'll let both of you make history checks to see what you know about this individual.
12?
8. Both of you are fans of the Silver Coast Expeditions Club. You totally know who this is. It's hard not to. This is Guildmaster Chinchino, because Minchino is the tiny one. This is Guildmaster Chinchino, infamous for her Skill Link King's Rock combo.
I don't want to be on the receiving end of that bullet seed, and bullet seed does nothing to me.
I like to think Yes, Bullet Seed is terrifying, especially for Basculin. Guildmaster Chinchino squeaks and greets the crowd before her.
Eeh! It seems we have a very large crowd of aspiring explorers this season. I'm very pleased to see this, is what she says, and she gives a loving smile to the group before her. I am Guildmaster Cinchino of the Silver Coast Expeditions Club. Our Explorers Guild is one of the finest this side of the world, and I'm sure many of you will help us continue to achieve that prestige as we serve our neighbors around us. Do not be misled, though.
And at this, the crowd goes hush.
To be an explorer is dangerous work. Very important and very good work, but dangerous. So,
and she perks up.
To ensure you all are capable of protecting yourselves when out in the wild, we have prepared a simple task for you. Enter into Woodgrown Cave and bring back 3 rock moss apples. I repeat, you will enter into Woodgrown Cave and bring back 3 rock moss apples.
And with those instructions given, Guildmaster Cinchino abruptly jumps down from her stool, disappears behind the podium, and scurries back behind the stage curtain in like a matter of seconds. And the crowd, once registering that she is gone, begins to murmur. Make perception checks.
19.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Fennekin?
6.
6. Okay.
That checks out with what I was about to do, though.
Okay. with that 19, Basculin, you overhear bits and pieces of what the crowd is murmuring. You hear a Mudkip off to the side be like,
"Oh, Woodgrown Cave? That's a mystery dungeon, though. We could get lost and never find our way out."
This would be Doduo. Doduo kind of is like,
"Rock moss apples? Aren't those things massive? How are just the 3 of us going to bring back 3 of those?"
And then, that kind of like pigeon Pokemon off to the side that you saw earlier, I was like,
"Oh, Zoinks! I hear there's a big scary Pokemon in Woodgrove Cave. Oh, I really don't want to go in there."
And you hear kind of a bits and pieces of those murmurs. Fennekin, what were you gonna do?
I was literally just gonna scream out of excitement.
Immediately, the murmur quiets, and everybody just looks at you.
Oh, hi, everyone! I'm very excited.
As I say that, and then I just blow like a puff of flame with like char mixed in it as I finish my stick.
I want you to make a wisdom saving throw as a kind of spectral puppet just suddenly appears before you and says, "Boo!"
Oh yeah, that's a 5.
Yeah, you definitely get scared by this shuppet jump scaring you.
Why would you scare me like that? Come on, dude, I was just super excited about this all, and like, I don't...
And it kind of just fades back into like the ghostly invisibility. And you hear, "Good one, Shuppet." That kind of big bug Pokemon with 2 blade arms. "That's what you get for yelling, you little, what are you, a rat?"
"Actually, no, I'm a Fennekin. And last time I checked, bugs burn."
Make an intimidation check. Contested against his intimidation check. He rolled a 16.
I rolled a 16.
Oh, the energy in the room, the energy in the field is tense as you both are staring each other down. And eventually, Mac comes over, puts his hand on the bug Pokemon. And Oak comes over and crouches down on one knee next to you, Fennekin. And they both in unison are like, hey, I get it, we're all excited, but let's keep the tensions low. If you've got some
issues to work out. Work it out in the dungeon against the Pokemon you'll face there, not with each other here on the field. Alright?
Alright, yeah, you make a good point.
Fine, whatever. Come on, Shuppet, let's go.
And the Scyther and the Shuppet kind of walk off.
I will say this. That's a bar, though. Last time I checked, bugs burn.
No, that's really good. You can get inspiration for that. And what inspiration will be is, we'll just make it, instead of advantage, like in normal D&D, we'll just make it, a D6 that you can add onto any check. Or reduce any gotcha. Check with.
Okay.
That's what we'll just do. The Scyther and the Shuppet go off and stand off to the side, just kind of both of them brooding and chuckling to themselves about how they totally scared you, Fennekin.
During the standoff, I sort of had, like, my fins over my eyes a little bit, but, like, I was peeking.
Oh, that's so cute! I love that!
And also, I just squirted a little water on the little embers of the stick that he burnt and then just left there, just to put it out.
I love that. That's really good. I would give you more inspiration, but you already have a die.
We really are the dynamic duo.
You both are great with each other. I love it. Once the tension has kind of calmed down for a moment, a blue feathered bird Pokemon is now standing at the podium and clears its throat. And honks at everybody.
Okay. I am Expedition Club Lieutenant Cramorant. Since we have a large number of teams this season, at a grand total of 7, we must fairly disperse the number of teams as you enter the Mystery Dungeon. In order to determine this fairly, we will be drawing a random lottery. Please walk up to the basket at the front of the stage and enter in your team name. We will draw the team names, and that will determine the order at which you may enter the Woodgrown Cave.
Oh. Do we have a team name, Fennekin?
Yeah. Yeah, we have a really cool team name. One that I bet is better than whatever Mr. Bugface can come up with over there. And I whiffed for that last part.
Oh. Yeah. I totally remember what it is. But just in case, you say it first.
How about... I was gonna say fire and ice, but you're not... You don't have that. You don't do that. How about the boiling pot? The kettle. Yeah. We're the kettle.
Team the kettle?
The kettle.
Team the kettle.
Yeah.
Wait. No, the dynamic kettle.
Team the Dynamic Kettle.
The Dynamic Kettle.
No. Not the Dynamic Kettle. Team the Dynamic Kettle.
Oh, Team Dynamic Kettle. That's what we are. No. Dynamic Blazing Kettle. Boom. Wait. We'll just go with Dynamic Kettle. I don't want to have me be, like, focused or anything, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
What is your team name that you are entering in?
Team Dynamic Kettle.
Dynamic Kettle.
All right. As you enter in Team Dynamic Kettle, I'll give you guys... Oh, gosh, what kind of color should I give you? I'll give you... we'll do this. Okay. I'm trying to type out your name, but it do not be working. Oh, there we go. There we go. And let's do that. You guys good with the purple?
Yeah.
Or do you want, do you want something else?
I'm cool with it.
Cool.
Where's the purple? I mean, I'm cool with purple, but I just don't see it.
It should be there. Oh, I have it on the map for some reason. No, yeah, you guys should be able to see it.
Yeah, I can see it.
I see a black void still.
It's on the roll 20. Scroll around. See if you can find it.
Oh, I'm up there. Okay. Up there. I see it. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let me do a thing. Grid off. There we go.
More void like.
Team Dynamic Kettle.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll scald our enemy.
Wait, you know Scald?
I don't know Scald.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I haven't learned Scald yet.
The first team to go is actually Team Track Record with Doduo and Baltoy.
Good luck, guys.
And then the next team to go, I did not prepare it. The third team to go, though, is you recognize them, Basculin, from the kind of yellow duck Pokemon and the floating fish, along with a kind of blue fish-headed dog-like Pokemon with orange cheeks. Their team, Kippers and Skippers.
So Thief may have mentioned this already, but we accidentally stopped recording. So there were going to be some sections that I will record to be an overview of what happens in those pauses. After deciding on the totally and previously established team name, Team Dynamic Kettle, Fennekin and Basculin, alongside all the other teams, would be escorted to the entrance of Woodgrown Cave. We would all be randomly called in at certain times to allow for distribution of teams into Woodgrown Cave. This gave us prep time to unsuccessfully find berries, but also managing to craft a makeshift sled to store the rock apples into once we collected them. We would eventually be called down to the first level of Woodgrown Cave, and we found two Geodudes trying to mug a Cherubi, which we return to now when the fight breaks out and Basculin has an idea.
So, Basculin just sort of goes, oh, and is like covering his eyes a little bit with his fins, but then he peeks out from one of his fins enough to see so that he can let off a water gun at the Geodude that's pounding his fist into his palm.
Okay, before you make that attack, since tensions were already high, I'm going to ask us to roll initiative. Top of the round. I need my good boy, Fennekin. What are you doing?
I am going to use Tail Whip on the Geodude.
Okay.
I need a DC 13 wisdom saving throw from it.
Okay, that's going to be a D20 flat.
Oh, that barely succeeds.
Yeah, I rolled a 14. So sorry.
It's all good. I'm going to kind of back up to right here. I'm worried for that rock throw.
Okay. Fennekin, you kind of do a tail whip and then quickly jump back, and the Geodude's like, little fox is a coward! All right. Is that your whole turn, Fennekin?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay. Cherubi, Geodude, and Basculin go all at once. Basculin, I'm going to say you can go first, and then we'll have Geodude go, and then we'll have Cherubi go.
Yeah, I'm still just gonna water gun him from where I am.
Water gun? What's the range on that?
Yep. 40 feet.
Okay, yeah, roll to hit. Which Geodude? Are you doing the one up top, or are you doing the one here? Closest.
The one closer to me.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to attack.
Uh-oh.
Armor class is going to be 14.
I rolled a 9.
A 9! Just as the Germans say, 9! As you shoot the water gun at the Geodude closest to you, he just kind of does a... He kind of punches his fist into the earth and does a quick spin, almost kind of like he's dancing for a moment, and just completely spins around and dodges the water gun. Even the fish is afraid! Anything else, Basculin?
You're right. No.
Okay.
Not this turn.
The other Geodude's turn, he's like, "You got this, boss!" And he's gonna do, as he's kind of, like, keeping the Cherubi in the back, what is he gonna do? He is going to do, yeah, you know what? He's gonna do a rock polish, I think. And all of a sudden, with a quick flat, let's see, how many rounds does that last? Okay, so for 3 rounds, he is a lot faster, and as such, he is also a lot, better at dodging. The Cherubi is just going to cower, and he's like, help me! As he says that, the Geodude is like, "Hey, nobody's gonna help you, little one. Watch and see." And he's gonna roll up into a ball, and he's gonna charge towards you, Fennekin, as he's gonna use Rollout.
Oh boy.
Tell me, does a... Oh gosh, where did that go? Here we go. Let's see. I know it says 6, but that's gonna be a 10?
Nope. I dodged right out of the way.
Oh, darn it! I missed him! Don't worry, I'll get him next time. I like to think he runs into the wall there. Hey, Fennekin, your turn.
As he lands into the wall, I just turn around. Hey, thanks for the easy target, as I'm gonna use Ember right in his face.
Okay, roll to attack.
All right.
Again, armor class 14.
Yep. How does a 21 do?
That hits. Roll damage.
All right. Oh, that's 4. So it's going to be 7 fire damage.
7 fire damage. Okay. All right. Geodude is... Oh, that hurt!
It's great to see what my friend can do.
Alright. Is that your turn, Fennekin?
Yeah, that's my turn. I'm gonna move right there. Yeah, that'll be my turn.
Cool. Basculin, you're up!
Okay. I am going to... Try and water gun the Geodude right next to me again.
Okay, roll to attack.
Yeah.
12 does not hit. Unfortunately, this Geodude is just a little too tough. He kind of slaps the water gun out of the way. Anything else, Basculin, or just the water gun?
As my bonus action, I would like to use Aqua Jet.
On which Geodude?
On the Geodude right next to me again.
Cool. Roll to attack.
Like back up a little bit. And
oh, are you going to back up?
No.
Okay.
I think that was more meant for flavor.
Go ahead and roll a hit with Aqua Jet.
It's more like a real 20, dirty 20.
Dirty 20 hit, so since it's a super effective hit, you roll double the dice.
So, 10 damage. 10 water damage.
10 water damage. Oh, gosh! That hurt! With that, the Geodude in the back is like, Pulse! No! And he's going to, with his rock polish speed, going to run in and do a rollout against you, Basculin. Does a 13 hit you?
My AC is 14, no.
No! Pulse! No! Hold up, wait, does rock polish affect? No, I'm thinking of Defense Curl. Defense Curl is what buffs roll out normally. Yeah. Okay. These guys just can't hit. This guy missed you. Cherubi is going to, like, hop forward a little bit. She's a very slow girl, though. The other Geodude is then going to whip around, and he's going to be like, Alright, you asked for it! And he's going to try and roll out again towards Fennekin.
Oh, yeah, that's hitting.
18?
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Okay. So that's going to be 2d6 plus his strength. What is your guys' stab bonus right now?
What's up?
What's your stab bonus?
Oh, it's half our level.
Half your level. Okay, this guy is going to get plus one then. So 2d6 plus two plus one. So 2d6 plus... Oh, that's 2d8. Oh, so okay. 5 plus 3, that's 8 damage towards you, Fennekin.
We take those. We eat those.
Cool. No, this is the second round. Okay, that's their turn. Fennekin, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to Ember this guy one more time.
Roll to attack.
I'm going to see if I can roll on here now. Yeah. Oh, he's going to be burned.
Roll damage. See what you do to him first. Remember, Roll half dice.
So that will be 7 fire damage once again.
7 fire damage again, okay. He is still up, but he is burned!
Meaning he will take 2 damage at the start of each of his turns. At the end of each of his turns.
Okay. Basculin, you're up!
Okay. Water gun on this Geodude. One to my left.
The one to your left? Okay.
11 to hit.
He has armor class 16 right now, thanks to rock polish. Thanks to his polished stony body, he ends up totally dodging out of the way. Anything else, Basculin?
Try and get in a more defensible position where I can protect Fennekin, hopefully, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. That is your turn as you move, Basculin. The rock polish Geodude's turn. Boss, I've got this! And he is going to, seeing that rollout is not working, he is going to tackle into you, Basculin. Does a 22 hit you?
Yes, it does.
He deals 3 normal type damage as he slams into you, Basculin, with a tackle attack.
Ow.
I got you, boss! You coward, stop ganging up on him! Cherubi is just going to... seeing the fire that is being blasted around is then going to hop a little bit away, and it is the other Geodude's turn. Stuck in a rollout, he's just going to try and, even though you just burned him, he's going to try and loop back around, and I believe he had rolled out you, right, Fennekin?
Correct.
So he is going to try and roll out you again. Does burn affect anything for the attack roll?
No, but it will lower the damage dice down a step.
Down a step, okay.
Oh, that.
No, it's a natural one! He misses! His rollout peters out. He spins out and crashes into a wall as he tried to hit you. And at the end of his turn, he's going to take 2 damage from his burn. Ugh. That is the Geodude's turn. Fennekin, you're up.
I'm gonna turn over to the rock polished Geodude. Don't gang up? What? Like you? As I'm gonna use scratch on him.
On the rock polished one?
Yeah.
Roll to attack. Armor class 16. 17 hits. Roll damage.
Five
normal damage. Okay. Sounds good. Is that your turn, Fennekin?
Yeah, I just kind of say that line. How does it feel to be ganged up on, huh?
Basculin, you're up.
Usual game plan. Water gun, this guy.
Water gun, roll to hit.
13.
Barely misses. He has armor class 14. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna aqua jet him.
Roll to attack.
22
hits. Roll damage.
9.
Yeah, you take him out.
I'm covered with water.
He faints, and his burn peters out from a powerful blast from your aqua jet. All right.
How's that for ganging up?
I love Basculin so much. Bulls, no! Oh, you're gonna pay! He's gonna do a rollout against Basculin. Basculin, does a 11 hit you?
No.
This guy keeps missing his rollouts. This one actually hits the same wall that the previous Geodude had hit. Cherubi is just like, there's so much fire! That Geodude is fainted. Fennekin, your turn.
Hearing the Cherubi say that, I'm actually gonna stop using fire attacks. I'm gonna use scratch. As I'm gonna turn to Basculin. I'm gonna make my scratch attack. Basculin, take care of Cherubi.
Fennekin, roll okay. To hit.
His rock polish is over with, right? I believe that was the last turn.
Yes, it's over okay. with.
Okay. Cool, that's 17.
Yes, that was his last turn. You were correct. 17 hits. Roll your 1d4 plus whatever it is.
That is 3 damage to the Geodude.
Puh! Easy. Puh! You can't quench my spirit! I will avenge the boss! Is that your turn, Fennekin?
Are opportunity attacks a thing in this?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm gonna stick right here.
Basculin, your turn.
Okay. Following what Fennekin said, I'm going to engage and say, and you know, turn around to face the Geodudes, well, the Geodude and Fennekin, and just say, stay behind me.
Make a persuasion check. And while you're doing that, I'm going to do the other Geodude's turn. 10? Okay. Cherubi's like, okay. Your mouth is big. as he says that, Fennekin does a... he's going to roll out against you. Does a 17 hit?
Yeah, that's
going to
hit.
Okay, this is going to be, I believe, yes, 2d6... damage plus... Wow, these guys keep rolling terribly. 2d6 plus 3, so you take 6 rock-type damage.
I eat those.
Cherubi's turn. You know, let me see if Cherubi has any helpful moves. Cherubi's gonna use a bonus action to helping hand you, Fennekin.
Oh.
He's gonna do a little, clapping motion with his so Cherubi has two little cherries, the big one and the tiny one. The tiny one and the big one kind of headbutt each other a little bit, and a nice little clapping sound resonates, powering you up, Fennekin. You get to add a d6 to an ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. It's essentially bardic inspiration.
Oh, okay.
Regular bardic inspiration. Fennekin, yeah. Your turn.
I'm gonna turn to the Geodude. as right before I use Ember. See, you have a leader, but I got a cheerleader, as I'm going to use Ember.
I love Fennekin. Roll to attack.
Okay, that is a 28.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that hits. Roll damage.
Okay.
Step down, remember, because resisted.
Yep. Oh, but that's still 6 fire damage.
6 fire damage. Nice. Okay. Yeah, Geodude's looking in the yellow. Basculin, your turn.
I'm gonna squirt the Geodude that's still.
Okay. Roll to attack. Armor class is 14 now that rock polish has ended.
15.
Hits! Roll damage! And double your dice because super effective.
Okay. So 16 damage.
With a critical shot, like with a point, not point blank, but like bullseye. That's the word I was looking for. With a bullseye blast from water gun. Geodude just crumples right next to his boss, and the both of them pass out next to each other and are like, "Boss, I'm sorry." And the boss is like, "Don't worry, we'll get him next time." And that is the battle over.
That was a good fight. Kirby, how are you doing?
Thank you. I don't know why they were bullying me, but I appreciate you helping me out.
Yeah. Is that kind of like, not limp over, but I'm definitely looking hurt. Hey, good job, Akulin, as I kind of raise my note. I do the nod. You know what I mean.
Thanks. You were great too. You were so brave.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Hey, Cherubi. This is our first time here. Do you know where we could find some berries or a place to rest?
Oh, I have a berry. And Cherubi will kind of like, there's a little pouch on his side, and the little, like, the tiny cherry head will kind of reach down, like, kind of bob down into it and pull out a cherry berry. It's not much, but maybe it'll help you on the rest of your journey.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Are you gonna stay down here? Cause these are the stairs up.
Oh, I don't know. I've always lived here in Woodgrown Cave.
Do you want to show us around, or
make a persuasion check?
Alright.
18?
Cherubi will be like, yeah, sure, I can help out. You guys kind of saved me back there. It's the least I could do. And maybe I could, you know, make sure some next fights don't get so hard for you, since, you know, you guys kind of took damage for me before you even got started on your quest because of me.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. You know, there's nothing more than I hate than a bully like that. Seriously. They gang up on you, and then the moment it's turned back on them, they start to complain.
Yeah, tell me about it. But I just try to avoid them. I mean, as long as I stay out of their way.
You'll be okay.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know where we can find any rock moss apples?
Oh, rock moss? Gosh, I don't know. The interior here changes so often, it's hard to tell. But, I think...
And Cherubi kind of walks down towards a little tunnel you see right here.
I think somewhere down here we might find another chamber with some more trees. But, I don't know, there's been a lot of people running in through here today. It's got everybody all riled up. I don't know if we'll find any down there.
Run past and ignore you?
No, you all were the first to come by when those two were starting to bully me. No one else. I've just kind of been, and kind of, Cherubi kind of looks a little shy. I've just kind of been hiding from everybody.
I understand.
Whichever route you guys want to go. There's two tunnels. There's this one. And there's this one.
Well, I want to go with Cherubi, my boy. My second in command. Basculin's my first in command. I'm just in command.
Perfect. Okay. Now, just so you know, there's no natural light sources down here.
Oh, okay.
There's like occasionally some like glowing vines and leaves, but for the most part, light down here is dim light. It's not bright.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this water that I'm standing next to? Is this water?
It is water.
Can I dip into?
Yeah, you may. Would you like to explore the water?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have blind sight underwater out to 30 feet.
Okay. That just works for when you're in water, just so you know. And it only works for, like, the water itself, so you can't see past that, but you see this is kind of like an underground stream that kind of connects some areas. You said it was 30 feet?
Yes.
Okay. And yeah, all the reaches of this water will be revealed to you. As I said, little underground stream. Not much going on here. If you see gray, that's just wall. That's like, you know, earth and whatnot. The brown is tunnel, paths connecting rooms, and then green is actual rooms.
Having seen that, I guess I'll just pop back out. That'll be good to know for later. Fennekin, can you swim at all?
I'd like to pretend I can.
Because, I mean, if we need to get out later,
After the fight with the Geodude brothers, we recruited Cherubi somewhat to help us navigate throughout Woodgrown Cave, after which we explored a corridor that led into another room with the help of Fennekin lighting one of his sticks to use as a makeshift torch. In this new room, we found empty rock moss apple trees, already picked by other test goers. One of the trees we investigated was actually a Bonsly I had unknowingly bitten into, but was blocking a hole. After asking for forgiveness and offering the Bonsly our cherry berry that Cherubi had, it offered to let us go down the hole it was covering that led into the next floor of Woodgone Cave. However, we still had more of the floor to explore, which we decided to do, leading to a curious situation.
What would you all like to do? The floor is yours. You can chat, you can keep exploring. I push the microphone to you.
Oh, you know, Basculin, I was wondering, could you actually take point on this one? I kind of got hurt after that last room, and
I'll go.
Thanks.
Fennekin, would you like to go immediately after Basculin, or would you like Cherubi?
I'd like Cherubi to be in between. No, I've always said this, the back could very well be the front.
Oh, you're doing it out of protectiveness. I love that.
Dang right.
Basculin, you head into this hallway. Oh, actually, Basculin, do you have dark vision?
No, I just have blind sight at 30 feet in water.
Yeah. Fennekin, you are the only one with dark vision here. And when you enter into these tunnels, they are dark. The chambers themselves, some of them have, like, bits of sunlight poking through small holes in the ceiling. But for the most part, yeah. The tunnel areas are thick bark, and so there's not much sunlight to be seen.
This is just a stupid idea, and you can veto it. You know how I keep saying I chew on sticks?
Yeah.
Could I just, like, set one ablaze to give us some light? As if, like, with a torch. I'll use one of those special sticks if
that. Yeah, what did I call those special sticks? What are what? Because they give you a bonus, don't they?
Gives me advantage on the attack roll with Ember.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say you can use one of them, and you won't get the attack bonus. You'll just it can be effectively used as a torch. Yeah, that's what we'll treat it as. Fennekin, are you going to take point on this, or are you going to leave it to Basculin, or are you going to pass up a burning torch?
I'm gonna pass up a burning torch to Basculin.
Okay. Since you're in, go ahead.
Me and Cherubi haven't fully entered yet, I'm gonna just. Could you move to the side really quick as I kind of ignite the fire stick and give it to Basculin to take hold of her.
Yeah, Cherubi totally like you wave fire in her face and she's like, ah, no. And she just hops out of the way.
All right.
Here, take this. You'll be able to see.
Oh, okay.
Basculin, you have been given a torch by Fennekin.
Yes, I take it.
How do you hold it? I want to know how you hold it.
I hold it like, okay. Okay, so you know, like if you were holding, like, a stick in your mouth, and then to have it slightly up, like, sticking the bottom jaw out so that it angles upward at, like, 45 degrees.
Okay, just because that feels like it could be very easy to drop, I'm just going to ask for a dexterity check. Like, I'm going to keep it low. Just don't roll a 1. No, just roll above a 5. 5 or above, and you're golden. Roll to 5. Basculin, you're able to barely hold it up. There's, like, I think a moment, like, that awkward moment when, like, you know, if you're, like, carrying a bunch of stuff and you're, like, trying to balance it all, it's like that for a few seconds, and Cherubi is, like, getting ready to jump back again. But you manage to stabilize it. It feels a little awkward, but you are able to see further down the tunnel. It very quickly curves down to the right.
Okay. I'm going to peek, just, you know, peek around.
Yeah.
Bravely.
You are able to see the tunnel continues. You see some kind of roots sticking out from the ceiling, some dirt clumps, maybe a little moss and lichen just dripping down, along with some, like, rocks kind of just covering the ground. But for the most part, it's clear. It's easy to walk through. But, you know, you're kind of floating above the ground a little bit, so maybe some of the lichen is going to, like, slide across your scales, but it should be fine. It'll only be mildly uncomfortable.
It just turns again, guys. Great. I have the torch in my mouth.
Well, let's keep going then.
Cherubi is just right behind you. Actually, no, Cherubi's going to stick 5 feet back. Cherubi doesn't like fire. Basculin, before you turn the corner, actually, I want you to make a quick perception check.
That is a 15 total.
15 total. Yeah. And with that, we're going to cut on over to a different little thing that's happening. Basculin, you begin to overhear, like, there's some arguing and maybe some fighting in the next chamber. Before you guys even entered the tunnel, we're going to actually time travel back a couple minutes. And we're going to go to you, Maba. Ogodamaru. I don't know why you're in Woodgrown Cave. Maybe one of your little... You tell me, why are you in Woodgrown Cave, Togedemaru? It's not to be an explorer club, unless you want it to be because you want to join the explorers club.
Oh, absolutely not. I really just wanted to get some berries for my next potion.
And the potion is literally just a fruit smoothie.
Okay, so Togedemaru, maybe like a couple days ago, you had overheard about this deep dungeon filled with underground trees with rare vegetation that can be used for all sorts of remedies and foods and whatnot. And in your little mind, you decided, yes, potions.
Potions. And it's literally just a fruit smoothie.
Yep.
That's all it is.
I want you to roll me a D4, Togedemaru. We're going to see how many days you've been wandering Woodgrown Cave. Togedemaru, you don't know how many days you've been in here. If your calculations are correct, you've been in here for almost 90 hours at this point.
It's going crazy. You're very hungry. You've only found things that are, like, really hard to chew and nothing easy to make a potion with yet. But you just came out from a tunnel and have stumbled into, every once in a while, a large chamber will appear from these wooden bark cave tunnels. And in this, you just walk into a large chamber with two rocky, mossy trees. Looks like there's a little bit of food in them, but you see kind of rummaging under the trunk of one of them. There are two Pokemon, each these like small green kid-like, kid-shaped plants that look like they have little bonnets on their heads and like little beaks. Make a intelligence check, Togedemaru, to see if you recognize what these Pokemon are.
That's a 14.
14, Togedemaru, these are Capsaicids. They're spicy pepper Pokemon. They're young, it looks like, but their tree, oh goodness, their food in that tree, it's so unorganized.
I have to fix it.
Do you say that out loud?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you say that out loud?
What?
Yes, absolutely. What?
Yes, I'm saying everything that I'm saying right now out loud.
The two Capsay kids are going to, like, startle and be like, what? What? You're your weird. Trees.
Your trees, they're unorganized. I need to fix them. Please, move out of the way.
And I'm going to... Am I able to run over and try and climb up and just start messing with the berries and trying to put them in a more organized array?
Yeah. Go ahead and make an athletics check. This is not going to determine, like, whether or not you climb the tree. It's just going to determine how fast you act to get up the tree.
Okay. And is this with dex or strength?
Strength. Athletics is strength.
Got it. And I got a 19.
19. Togedemaru, with a zippy zap of lightning, you are in the blink of an eye on top of the branches of this tree. And now I want you to make a intelligence check. This is an interesting intelligence check because you are an intelligent Pokemon, but this is not to see how actually organized you can make it in like a sensical way. This is how maddening sensical. Does that make sense?
Okay. How just absolutely chaotic, basically?
Not chaotic. Like, there is an organization, but you're the only one who understands what the organization is.
Message my madness kind of deal.
Yeah.
Got it. That is an 18.
18. Tell me, Togedemaru, how do you start organizing these, nuts and berries that are growing on this tree?
Alright, I'm gonna say this all out loud because I want these Capsay kids to be absolutely confused by my insanity.
Oh yeah, when you like zipped up that tree, they like blinked and they're like, what? Where did he go?
Okay. These fruits, they're all over the place. They've grown all over the place. I need to reorganize them. I need to make them straight and clean and in the lines. And I'm going to just put one here and put one here and on the branch. They need to go branch, just straight in a line.
Are you trying to balance them along the branch, like the line of each branch?
Yes.
And
some of them I'm going to try and hang from the branch itself after disconnecting it.
You end up, you've already rolled a very high check to organize these things in your mad scientist logic. You start lining them along the branches, but unfortunately, part of you is like, no, they have to be under the branch as well. And so you like smash some of the berries, I think, but some of the nuts that you like smash into the underneath of the bark, obviously they're nuts. They're a little harder to crack. And so even though there's berry splattering against the bottom of these branches, the nuts just kind of fall off and clink and clonk to the ground, and one of them hits one of the capsaicids in the head, and they're like, "Hey! You're ruining our food! Get off there!"
You should have your food organized.
We don't need it organized, it's a tree!
But everything needs to be organized in some way, shape, or form.
The other kid who's not yelling at you right now is going to try and climb. 12? He's climbing, but he's very slow about it. He do be a child.
It doesn't need to be organized. What are you, stupid? It's a tray. You just have to pick the fruit.
Absolutely not. You have to organize them and put everything in a straight line. That way it'll make sense.
You're not a straight line. You don't make sense.
Nor do you, child.
That's mean!
And he's going to, at this point, Basculin, this, like, arguing is what you've been hearing. And I'm going to have Togedemaru and the Capsaicids roll initiative.
Oh my gosh.
What side am I on?
Okay. So, initiative Togedemaru is going to be a dexterity check.
Okay, so I do need to roll. Okay.
Yes, you do need to roll. And then Basculin, Cheruby, and Fennekin, you guys can roll as well. Six. Now, here's the thing. Basculin, Fennekin, and Cheruby, you guys are going to have a longer time before you act.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
Because, obviously, you guys, you know, you're not a part of the fight immediately.
Yeah.
You guys don't even really know what's going on. So I'll say you guys can, like, use your turns to chat, or Basculin if you want to rush in. Basically, you guys aren't in fighting mode yet. You're just reacting to what's happening. Basculin, what did you roll?
Seven,
okay. Fennekin, maybe you are seeing that Basculin's, like, holding up at the corner of this tunnel. What do you do?
Buddy, what's going on up there?
I don't know. I hear some ruckus.
And I think that's about 6 seconds. Cheruby, while you guys are talking, yeah. Like, oh, ruckus? Oh, no. And then it's going to be the Capsaicid that's been arguing with you, Togedemaru, is going to attack you with a leafage attack, which is going to be... a +3 to hit. So, Togedemaru, does a 10 hit you?
How do I...
AC.
No, it does not.
Ah, since a 10 does not hit you, Togedemaru, I'm going to say the leafage, which is just like, you see, like, some of the leaves from the tree actually get, like, magically pulled down to Capsaicid, bundled into, like, a glowing green energy ball and thrown towards you. Just through, you know, Pokemon magic. But it shoots through the branches past you and completely misses. Basculin, you and Fennekin kind of had your little exchange. Is there anything you want to do other than talk?
I mean, can I take one more step just to see what's going on?
You can take a step and then you can use an action to make a perception check to see what's happening.
I'll do that. Because I'm curious.
Yeah. You'll definitely be able to see down in the tunnel, but this is a quick 2-second thing to make out what's happening.
Okay, well, that's going to be a 6. No, wait. A 5.
A 5. Okay, Basculin, you look down the tunnel, and it looks like there's a lot of... With how you turned the corner, you ended up lining up your sight with a lot of lichen and moss that's just kind of dripping from the ceiling of the tunnel. And so you're unable to make a lot of details out. You do see, though, a tree in the distance. That's what you make out.
Okay.
Togedemaru, your turn. You just had a leafage attack shot towards you.
Okay. Togedemaru's going to... use tackle. He's going to use tackle on this thing that's climbing up.
Oh, so just so you know, since it's climbing up and you're using tackle, you would have to basically jump off the tree and fall down to hit it.
Yes, that is exactly what I'm doing. I know that.
Okay. I'm going to say, do you want, just to like, I'm guessing you're trying to use your momentum to get some extra damage here?
I mean, I guess. Togedemaru is kind of just thinking like, hey, he threw a berry at me. I'm going to hit him.
The one who was shouting shot the leafage attack at you.
Ooh, I misinterpreted that. Never mind, I'm using freaking Thundershock on this guy.
Okay, what do I...
The guy who shot me.
Yeah, is that an attack roll or a saving throw?
It's a dexterity saving throw.
He rolls a 3!
That does not help.
I'm gonna say if they roll 8 below the saving throw... That's when the paralysis happens.
Okay. So, yes, that is 8 below the saving throw. That's 10 below the saving throw.
Yeah. So this Capsaicin... Okay, it also... Thundershock also does damage, just so you know.
6. Okay.
6. Okay. Yeah.
And is he still paralyzed?
Yes, he will still be paralyzed.
Awesome.
Do you want to describe the attack token tomorrow, what it looks like?
Yeah, Togedemaru's kind of be sitting on his branch, and in between trying to organize these berries, he's gonna get, the leaf barrage goes past him, and he's gonna turn, he's just gonna be like, "Whoa, you shouldn't have done that!" He's gonna kind of, like, pull his fists together, charge, and, like, start shaking violently while charging up, and just release the attack on, directed at the Capsaicin.
Yeah, you charge up, tense up, and then release, and then a little bolt, a small shock of electricity blasts the Capsaicin, and his cry gets cut off halfway through because of the paralysis. While you're doing that, the other Capsaicin, who is already about half up the tree, is going to get up the rest of the way. And is then going to,
you're approaching me.
He's going to, do a strength check to try and tackle you off. Get off our tree! So go ahead and make a contested strength check. They have a 19 on this, I believe, but I believe they have a plus 1.
14.
Capsaicin and you go tumbling down, and seeing as this is a tree, we're going to say you're going to hit the ground. We're going to say this is about 10 feet in the air, so you're going to take, each of you are going to take 1d6 damage from the fall, which is going to turn into 5 damage for both of you.
Oh, that's actually kind of all right.
Actually, I'm going to say Capsaicin, since he's cushioning his fall against you, is only going to take 2 damage.
There are actually rules in Tasha's Cauldron of Everything for this situation.
I don't know those rules off the top of my head.
Okay, so Togedemaru can make a dex saving throw. I don't remember what the DC is. And if he fails, then he takes half of Capsaicin's fall damage for him.
Nah, I'm not going to gamble. While I may be insane, I'm not stupid. Gambling is a losing game.
Togedemaru says to an audience that nobody knows about.
Exactly. If I talk in the voice, I'm talking out loud in the game.
I love that.
Oh no, Togedemaru is just a mad scientist Deadpool. Oh no. Fennekin, it's your turn. What are you doing? Are you engaging in conversation or are you doing something else?
Get in there. Maybe we could defuse it or something.
Do you want to move in closer with Cherubi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let that be a group turn. You guys can get up to there. Basculin is blocking the road. So that is far as you can get.
I am very well aware.
And big fish.
What are the rules on paralysis? I believe I have to roll a d4. Is that correct, Togedemaru?
Paralyzed creatures have their speed halved, have disadvantage on dexterity saves, and must roll a 1d4 at the start of each of their turns. On a 1, they lose their turn.
Okay. I'm rolling the d4. He rolled a 3, so he still gets his turn. He kind of stuck through the paralysis. He breaks free for a moment, and he's going to... seeing as you're kind of on the ground, he's actually going to leer at you, which... Let me see what Lear does. I want you to make a wisdom save, Togedemaru.
Oh, shit.
We're going to say DC 10 on this.
Damn it. That's a 9.
That's a 9. Togedemaru, your AC for the remainder of combat is reduced by 1.
Oh, wait, actually, wait a minute. Never mind. Shit.
Yeah, that's the remainder of combat, buddy.
Oh, no. This is not good.
Basculin, you've kind of seen what has the last little bit of what's happened. You've seen what seems like electric strikes, and you heard a thud, and it seems like there's a battle happening in that room. What do you do?
Oh. Fennekin, I see a... There's a tree in there. I think someone's in there. He's about to get the berries. I think it's an electric Pokemon. He's about to get the any apples that are in there.
Fennekin, you can respond if you'd like.
But we gotta stop him in that case.
I'm gonna, like, get... I'm gonna... If I can... I think I have enough movement for this. I'm gonna... Do I have enough movement for this? Hold on.
And... 5, 10, 15. I don't know what your movement speed is.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to... Walk is 20. Okay.
So you could make it there, or there, or...
Okay, I'll make it here. Like, get like out of the tunnel... Through the tunnel and out of the way.
Ah, yes!
To let them in so we can hopefully stop. Togedemaru... I don't know this. Hopefully stop the electrical Pokemon from taking the moss apples before we can get them.
Okay, you've moved in. Are you going to do anything for your action or bonus action?
I don't think I would yet, because I don't really know what's going on.
Okay. Basculin, that's your turn. Togedemaru,
waiting for Fennekin. Yeah.
Togedemaru, what is your passive perception? I believe you have a perception bonus at the bottom of your sheet. Your passive would be...
I have a plus 1 to perception.
Okay, so your passive is 10 plus whatever your perception bonus is. So your passive perception is 11.
Okay.
10 plus 1. I will say, you're not able to take in the full details, but you do notice that another figure looks like a fish-type Pokemon enters into the chamber on the far right. But you are currently being leered at by one of the Capsay kids, and one of them has tackled you off of the tree.
Okay. I'm gonna... Hey, don't leer at me. That's rude. It's rude to stare. Did your mother never teach you that?
I'm just gonna charge at the guy and use tackle. The guy who's leering at me.
Okay. Go ahead and roll to attack. It should be just a normal roll. I'm going to say armor class for these guys is going to be, we'll say, 11.
Okay.
There you go.
You're good. It still hits.
Oh, yeah, it definitely still hits. these guys are children. Yeah, so go ahead and roll the damage.
That's going to be a 5 damage.
5 damage as you tackle him while he's paralyzed.
During the fight, Team Dynamic Kettle would side with the Capsakid duo and knock out Togedemaru. However, the party was worried about the other antics he could get up to without their supervision. While they waited for him to wake up, they set off to another chamber of the first floor, where they would meet up with Doduo and Baltoy, who had just collected more than enough rock moss apples. So after some conversation, we struck up a deal. If we could beat Doduo in a race, the two Pokemon would give us their rock moss apples to take with us. Basculin took up the challenge, trying to use Aqua Jet to win the race through sheer speed. However, in a race against the fastest, Doduo came out on top, but not all was lost, as more trees could be found below the Bonsly we had found earlier. After the race, Togedemaru had awakened, and we recruited him to Team Dynamic Kettle, and ventured down to the next level in hopes of finding more rock moss apples. After taking up the task to explore Woodgrown Cave, the party finds themselves facing new and unforeseen challenges. After making new allies on the first floor, they descend into the second. But who knows what awaits them on the second floor of Woodgrown Cave.